Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 9. Organic building up of the Church as the body of Christ through the process of spiritual metabolism, according to the believer's inner experience of the indwelling Christ. Friday, related verses. Ephesians 3:17-18. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. 2 Corinthians 6:4-10. But in everything we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much endurance, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in pureness, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in kindness, in a holy spirit, in unfeigned love, in the word of truth, in the power of God, through the weapons of righteousness on the right and on the left, through glory and dishonor, through evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and yet behold we live, as being disciplined and yet not being put to death, as made sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet enriching many, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Philippians 4:11-13. Not that I speak according to lack, for I have learned, in whatever circumstances I am, to be content. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. Related reading. We are rooted in Christ so that he may make his home in our hearts. In Ephesians 3, the Apostle prays that God the Father would grant the believers to be strengthened through God the Spirit into their inner man, that Christ, God the Son, may make his home in their hearts, that is, to occupy their entire being, that they might be filled unto all the fullness of God. The phrase, make his home, is only one word in the Greek, katheokio. This Greek word basically means to settle down in a dwelling, to make a dwelling place. The prefix of this word, kata, means down. God the Father is exercising his authority through God the Spirit to strengthen us into the inner man, that God the Son may make his home deep in our hearts. Christ is not only in us, but he is also making his home downward in our heart. He is housing himself in our heart. We all have entered into the triune God, and we are now abiding in him. Our abiding in him affords him a way to abide in us triunely. The triune God is now abiding in us, so we have been rooted into him. While we are rooted into him, the Father works to strengthen us through God the Spirit so that God the Son, Christ, may make his home deep down in our heart, which is composed of our mind, will, emotion, and conscience. Since we began to pray that God the Father would strengthen us into the inner man, Christ gradually began to occupy our mind, take over our emotion and will, and possess our entire conscience. Our heart is like a house that has four rooms, and these rooms are the mind, the emotion, the will, and the conscience. Christ has the desire to occupy every room of our heart and every corner of every room. As he makes his home downward in our heart, he becomes strong to apprehend with all the saints the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ. These are the dimensions of the universe. All these dimensions describe the immeasurable Christ, whose dimensions are the dimensions of the universe. He is the breadth, length, height, and depth. We can only apprehend his universal dimensions with all the saints. In our experience of Christ, we first experience a breath of what he is, and then we experience the length. This is horizontal. When we advance in Christ, we experience the height and depth of his riches. This is vertical. First, we experience Christ spreading as the breadth and the length. Later, we experience him rising up as the height and finally descending as the depth. As we shall see, our experience of Christ must eventually become three-dimensional like a cube. If we have only the length of Christ without any breadth, our experience will be a line. That is, an experience that is long and narrow to an extreme. Our experience of Christ, however, should not have only one dimension like a line, but it should have two dimensions like a square, and then three dimensions like a cube. If we have only a line experience of him, this line will eventually continue until it reaches an extreme. In our experience of Christ, we should go on from the two dimensions to three. From a square to a cube. A cube is solid. Both in the tabernacle and in the temple, the Holy of Holies was a cube. The dimensions of this cube in the tabernacle and temple respectively were 10 cubits and 20 cubits. The New Jerusalem will be an eternal cube, 12,000 stadia in three dimensions. The church life today must also be a cube.